Chapter 6. Various Means of Support. Opportunities for Laborers of Varied Gifts. In connection with the proclamation of the message in large cities, there are many kinds of work to be done by laborers with varied gifts. Some are to labor in one way, some in another. The Lord desired that the city shall be worked by the united efforts of laborers of different capabilities. All are to look to Jesus for direction, not depending on man for wisdom, lest they be led astray. As laborers together with God, they should seek to be in harmony with one another. There should be frequent counsels and earnest, wholehearted cooperation. Yet all are to look to Jesus for wisdom, not depending upon men alone for direction. Testimonies for the Church 9:109. Engaging in Business. How are the people to be warned in these countries, written from Australia, is the question. What can be done to proclaim the message when we have so little means to work with and so few workers? If several families who could understand the situation would move to these countries and engage in some business in places where a few keeping the Sabbath and do missionary work for Christ's sake, I know that by personal labor and holding a steady influence, they could do much good. Oh, that the Lord would stir up the minds of many in America to give themselves to this work. I have tried again and again to place the situation before our people in Battle Creek, but no one responds. There are men in America who, with their industrious habits, could make a good living and yet exert an influence to win souls to the truth. I wish I could make some impression on hearts while we remain here, that we might persuade them to come for Christ's sake, for the sake of perishing souls for whom Christ has died. We could counsel together and set in operation plans that would not require a great outlay of means and yet effect much good. Everyone here who can work is at work, but there is so large a territory to be worked, so many that have not yet heard the first sound of the message of warning. Sometimes I feel that I must never leave this field until families are settled here from America as missionaries, not ordained ministers, but workers in different lines. Missionaries as industrial educators. Missionaries will be much more influential among the people if they are able to teach the inexperienced how to labor according to the best methods and to produce the best results. They will thus be able to demonstrate that missionaries can become industrial educators, and this kind of instruction will be appreciated especially where means are limited. A much smaller fund will be required to sustain such missionaries because, combined with their studies, they have put to the very best use their physical powers in practical labor. And wherever they may go, all they have gained in this line will give them vantage ground. Testimonies for the Church 6:176-177. A strong spiritual nerve required. The skill with which the carpenter uses his tools, the strength with which the blacksmith makes the anvil ring come from God. Whatever we do, wherever we are placed, He desires to control our minds, that we do perfect work. The essential lesson of contented industry in the necessary duties of life is yet to be learned by many of Christ's followers. It requires more grace, more stern discipline of character, to work for God in the capacity of mechanic, merchant, lawyer, or farmer, carrying the precepts of Christianity into the ordinary business of life, than to labor as an acknowledged missionary in the open field. It requires a strong spiritual nerve to bring religion into the workshop and the business office, sanctifying the details of everyday life and ordering every transaction according to the standards of God's Word. But this is what the Lord requires. Counsels to Parents, Teachers, and Students 277-279. A Work for Christian Farmers. Christian farmers can do real missionary work in helping the poor to find homes on the land and in teaching them how to till the soil and make it productive. Teach them how to use the implements of agriculture, how to cultivate various crops, how to plant and care for orchards. Many who till the soil fail to secure adequate returns because of their neglect. Their orchards are not properly cared for, the crops are not put in at the right time, and a mere surface work is done in cultivating the soil. Their ill success they charge to the unproductiveness of the land. False witness is often born in condemning land that, if properly worked, would yield rich returns. The narrow plans, the little strength put forth, the little study as to the best methods, call loudly for reform. Let proper methods be taught to all who are willing to learn. If any do not wish you to speak to them of advanced ideas, let the lessons be given silently. Keep up the culture of your own land. Drop a word to your neighbors when you can, and let the harvest be eloquent in favor of right methods. Demonstrate what can be done with the land when properly worked. The Ministry of Healing, 193. Move forward courageously. He who taught Adam and Eve in Eden how to tend the garden desires to instruct men today. There is wisdom for him who drives the plow and sows the seed. Before those who trust and obey him, God will open ways of advance. Let them move forward courageously, trusting to him to supply their needs according to the riches of his goodness. He who fed the multitude with 5 loaves and 2 small fishes is able today to give us the fruit of our labor. He who said to the fishers of Galilee, "Let down your nets for a draught," and who, as they obeyed, filled their nets till they broke, desires his people to see in this an evidence of what he will do for them today. The God who in the wilderness gave the children of Israel manna from heaven still lives and reigns. He will guide his people and give skill and understanding in the work they are called to do. He will give wisdom to those who strive to do their duty conscientiously and intelligently. He who owns the world is rich in resources and will bless every one who is seeking to bless others. We need to look heavenward in faith. We are not to be discouraged because of apparent failure, nor should we be disheartened by delay. We should work cheerfully, hopefully, gratefully, believing that the earth holds in her bosom rich treasures for the faithful worker to garner, stores richer than gold or silver. The mountains and hills are changing. The earth is waxing old like a garment, but the blessing of God, which spreads for his people a table in the wilderness, will never cease. The Ministry of Healing, 200. Many are unwilling to earn their bread by the sweat of their brow, and they refuse to till the soil. But the earth has blessings hidden in her depths for those who have courage and will and perseverance to gather her treasures. Fathers and mothers who possess a piece of land and a comfortable home are kings and queens. Fundamentals of Christian Education, 327. Establishment of industries as a missionary project. Attention should be given to the establishment of various industries so that poor families can find employment. Carpenters, blacksmiths, and indeed everyone who understands some line of useful labor should feel a responsibility to teach and help the ignorant and the unemployed. In ministry to the poor, there is a wide field of service for women as well as for men. The efficient cook, the housekeeper, the seamstress, the nurse, the help of all is needed. Let the members of poor households be taught how to cook, how to make and mend their own clothing, how to nurse the sick, how to properly care for the home. Let boys and girls be thoroughly taught some useful trade or occupation. The Ministry of Healing, 194. Small sanitariums and treatment rooms. Today the truth is to be proclaimed as Christ proclaimed it when he was on this earth. Our people who are collected together at large centers should be out in the field working for souls. They should go to places where the truth has not yet been heard, and pray and plan and work and gain an experience by practical work. Is not Christ in our world today as verily as he was then? Can he not heal the sick as well now as then? Let small sanitariums and treatment rooms be established, and let people be given an education in the simple methods of treating disease. Those who take up this work will increase in capability, for unseen heavenly agencies will be present to help them. Beginning work as medical missionaries. Men and women are to study how they can best reach the people. Then let them go forth as consecrated, spiritual workers. Let them in some city hire a place in which to live and at once begin their work. They will find enough suffering ones to whom they can present themselves as medical missionaries. In some places, the medical missionary will be better received if he has credentials to show that he has been set apart for gospel work. House-to-house work. In many states, There are settlements of industrious, well-to-do farmers who have never had the truth for this time. Such places should be worked. Let our lay members take up this line of service. By lending or selling books, by distributing papers, and by holding Bible readings, our lay members could do much in their own neighborhoods. Filled with love for souls, they could proclaim the message with such power that many would be converted. A representation of what may be done. Two Bible workers were seated in a family. With the open Bible before them, they presented the Lord Jesus Christ as the sin-pardoning Savior. Earnest prayer was offered to God, and hearts were softened and subdued by the influence of the Spirit of God. Their prayers were uttered with freshness and power. As the Word of God was explained, I saw that a soft, radiant light illumined the Scriptures, and I said softly, "Go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled." Luke 14, verse 23. The precious light was communicated from neighbor to neighbor. Family altars, which had been broken down, were again erected, and many were converted. My brethren and sisters, give yourselves to the Lord for service. Allow no opportunity to pass unimproved. Visit the sick and suffering, and show a kindly interest in them. If possible, do something to make them more comfortable. Through this means you can reach their hearts and speak a word for Christ. Eternity alone will reveal how far-reaching such a line of labor can be. Other lines of usefulness will open before those who are willing to do the duty nearest them. It is not learned, eloquent speakers that are needed now, but humble, Christ-like men and women who have learned from Jesus of Nazareth to be meek and lowly, and who, trusting in His strength, will go forth into the highways and hedges to give the invitation. Come, for all things are now ready. Luke 14, verse 17. Use varied industries and crafts. Those who are wise in agricultural lines, in tilling the soil, those who can construct simple, plain buildings may help. They can do good work and at the same time show in their characters the high standard to which it is the privilege of this people to attain. Let farmers, financiers, builders, and those who are skilled in various other crafts go to neglected fields, to improve the land, to establish industries, to prepare humble homes for themselves, and to give their neighbors a knowledge of the truth for this time. Testimonies for the Church, 9:35-36. Jesus does not release us from the necessity of effort, but He teaches that we are to make Him first and last and best in everything. We are to engage in no business, follow no pursuit, seek no pleasure that would hinder the outworking of His righteousness in our character and life. Whatever we do is to be done heartily, as unto the Lord. Thoughts from the Mount of Blessing, 111. Manufacture of Health Foods. Wherever the truth is proclaimed, instruction should be given in the preparation of healthful foods. God desires that in every place the people shall be taught to use wisely the products that can be easily obtained. Skillful teachers should show the people how to utilize to the very best advantage the products that they can raise or secure in their section of the country. Thus, the poor, as well as those in better circumstances, can learn to live healthfully. Our work is to show the people how they can obtain and prepare the most wholesome food, how they can cooperate with God in restoring His moral image in themselves. He who in the building of the tabernacle gave skill and understanding in all manner of cunning work will give skill and understanding to His people in the combining of natural food products, thus showing them how to secure a healthful diet. It is the Lord's design that in every place, men and women shall be encouraged to develop their talents by preparing healthful foods from the natural products of their own section of the country. If they look to God, exercising their skill and ingenuity under the guidance of His Spirit, they will learn how to prepare natural products into healthful foods. Thus they will be able to teach the poor how to provide themselves with foods that will take the place of flesh meat. Those thus helped can in turn instruct others. Testimonies for the Church, 7, 132-133. Restaurants. Wherever medical missionary work is carried on in our large cities, cooking schools should be held. And wherever a strong educational missionary work is in progress, a hygienic restaurant of some sort should be established, which shall give a practical illustration of the proper selection and the healthful preparation of foods. Testimonies for the Church, 7:55. A Means of Creating Interest. When the question of establishing restaurants was first introduced, it was clearly pointed out that the one aim and object of their work was to be the conversion of souls. It was not that you might invent the many fancy dishes to gratify the appetite and have no time left to devote to the work of creating in the minds of others an interest in the truth. Some attempts may have been made to interest souls in the truth, but they have been but feeble in comparison with what should have been done. Financial aspect not to be all-absorbing. Our restaurants bring us in contact with many people, but if we allow our minds to be engrossed with the thought of financial profit, we shall fail to fulfill the purpose of God. He would have us to take advantage of every opportunity to present the truth that is to save men and women from eternal death. MS-27-1906. To awaken inquiry. When thinking men find that our restaurants are closed on the Sabbath, they will begin to make inquiries in regard to the principles that lead us to close our doors on Saturday. In answering their questions, we shall have opportunity to acquaint them with the truth. We can give them copies of our periodicals and tracts so that they may be able to understand the difference between God's people and the so-called Christian world. Qualifying for the work. Let all set their hearts and minds to become intelligent in regard to the work for this time, qualifying themselves to do that for which they are best adapted. Men who make a success in business life are keen, apt, and prompt. We must exercise equal tact and energy in the service of God. Let every man of whatever trade or profession make the cause of God his first interest, not only exercising his talents to advance the Lord's work, but cultivating his ability to this end. Many a man devotes months and years to the acquirement of a trade or profession, that he may become a successful worker in the world. Should he not make as great an effort to cultivate those talents which would make him a successful worker for God? All this work of training should be accompanied with earnest seeking of the Lord for His Holy Spirit. Scriptural knowledge essential. There is a great neglect to obtain that scriptural knowledge which is essential, that the life in all points may be conformed to the spirit of the gospel. Very much has been lost by our unlikeness to Jesus, lost because we do not in our own conduct present the loveliness of a Christ-like life, and adorn by the Christian graces the doctrine of our Savior. As the servants of Christ, whatever work we are to do it for Christ. There are many kinds of temporal work to be done for God. An unbeliever would do this work mechanically, for the wages he receives. He does not know the joy of cooperation with the master worker. There is no spirituality in the work of him who serves self. Common motives, common aspirations, common inspirations, a desire to be thought clever by men, rule in his life. Such a one may receive praise from men, but not from God. Those who are truly united with Christ do not work for the wages they receive. Laborers together with God, they do not strive to exalt self. In the last great day, decisions will be made that will be a surprise to many. Human judgment will have no place in the decisions then made. Christ can and will judge every case, for all judgment has been committed to Him by the Father. He will estimate service by that which is invisible to men. The most secret things lie open to His all-seeing eye. When the judge of all men shall make his investigation, many of those whom human estimation has placed first will be placed last, and those who have been put in the lowest place by men will be taken out of the ranks and made first.